first off, I just want to get a little bit of your backstory. How did you get involved in teaching?
So I'm actually a child and youth worker, and to basically get into the school board, it's kind of hard to become a child and youth worker. So I just did some research and found an educational assistant, and I applied for that, and I've been an educational assistant ever since.
What attracted you to the work? What made you want to do this as a career?
I've just always had a love for children, especially children who have a lot of difficulties and behavioral issues and just struggle with day-to-day life and school and find it hard to be successful in school. So I just have such a passion to help them be successful and help them through their trauma and their troubles. And that's just one thing that really drew me to becoming an educator.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that it can be really challenging to deal with students with all sorts of, you know, factors in their lives, making their lives difficult. So what's the most rewarding part of your job then?
I would just say knowing that you're there to help them. Like, if we feel like we're struggling, I can only imagine how they are feeling, and sometimes they're not able to express that. So I just think even just them coming into the classroom and being present and them being successful is just so rewarding, because if we weren't there to guide them, I wonder if they would even be able to attend and be successful. So it's just so rewarding knowing that you're helping them in their day-to-day.
This pandemic is especially daunting on children. I mean, on adults, it's bad for us enough, but, you know, kids can't really make sense of it as much. So what's the challenge of kind of having to explain this to a child and soothing them throughout this process?
Especially they're young, so they don't really understand, like, ensuring that they know that we're still there for them and that we're all in this together, and that even though they're struggling and they don't really understand why they're struggling, just helping them through that, because they don't know why they're having a hard time. They can't understand that, and sometimes they don't even see it. So it's just helping them get through that, mm-hmm. and that we take it day by day, and every day is new and every day is different, and we don't hold on to the day before or even the morning if they're struggling in the morning. We just keep going.
What's something that you wish people knew about your job that you feel like is kind of overlooked?
Like, it is very challenging. I don't think people understand what we do. And not just as an educational assistant, I just think, like, teachers and everybody, it's not how it used to be. We are helping these kids through their trauma, their education, their everything. So it's almost like teachers and educators, like, we're counselors, we're food providers, we're all types of things. We don't, even though we have one title, mm-hmm. we come with many more titles that sometimes we aren't educated on, or sometimes we don't have that background, but we have to learn that in order to make these children successful and truly be there for these children. So that's one thing I think is very overlooked.
Interesting. And you said that that's been a shift from the past. Can you expand on that a bit?
I just think it was more academic back in the day. Like, if children had poor home lives or children had trauma or they weren't getting food at home, I think that was overlooked before, and it was all about academics. Mm-hmm. So where now children are coming to school and we have breakfast clubs, or we have lunch programs, or we have deal with what's going on in their home lives, because mm-hmm. if we don't, then they're not successful for that day and we can't help them with their academics. So we have to deal with those issues first before we can educate them and kind of move on with our school.
Thanks so much, Amanda, for being one of our excellent educators. I so appreciate you sharing your story.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for reaching out. That's awesome.